This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.
You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
It will have a different theme each month.
The show goes out once a month on Radio Reverb and as a podcast on Podomatic.com.
Carousel Radio.
My name is Fern.
I'm Ewan.
I'm Stuart.
In this show, we are going to be talking about animals.
In this show, we will have Brighton RSPCA telling us how they treat animals and find them new homes.
We will be playing What's That Sound?
Our sound effects, Chris.
With animal noises.
We will be visiting Reverend Birdman, where people raise money for charity by flying off the pier.
There's a story from Johnny Schachter.
Who will be writing us a story every month.
We will be talking to Oscar Bright.
About their film festival in November.
I will be visiting Marwell Zoo. We'll be having music.
New stories.
And laughter.
Welcome to the show!
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. Ewan, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Well, I would personally like to be a turtle, and the reason why is because they're quite slow and they just crawl about and they're just such slow creatures. And they also be in the sea, which is quite nice. So yeah, that's my turtle.
Stuart, what animal would you be and why?
I want to be a meerkat because they say market.com.
That is true. Paul, what animal would you be into?
I think I would be a cat as well, because cats generally get to laze around all day, get looked after, get fed whenever they want, and they can wander off. They've got no obligations. They're the laziest, most pampered creatures on the planet. So I think that would be a good one.
Dave, what animal would you be into?
I think I would be a hammerhead shark, because I'm very clumsy at using the hammer at home, so I figured if it's part of my head, it might be more effective.
Next up, we are going to hear from people at the Blue Camel Club in Brighton. The Blue Camel Club is a place for people with learning disabilities on every 4 months at a corn exchange in Brighton, and it's really good fun. We asked them if they could be any animal. What animal would they be?
A cat, because so I can sleep all day.
I would like to be a monkey, because they're very cheeky.
The Australian spider, because it's Australian creature.
I would be a dolphin, because I absolutely love them. I would swim in the sea and I would jump out of the water.
I would like to be a dolphin, because they are warm-blooded and they are intelligent.
Well, I'd like to be a cheetah because they run fast.
Cat.
Meow.
Cat is so lovely, really.
Probably a dog. Go for walks each day.
I would like to be a tiger because they're quite strong and vicious.
You would like to be strong and vicious?
Yeah.
A lion in Africa.
Probably an elephant, actually. Well, elephant's got a trunk.
What, so you really would like a trunk?
Because their feet are big.
Well, I'm about to say chicken, because I'll go... I'll be laying eggs.
I suppose I'd like to be a tortoise, so I can hibernate and sleep through the winter.
Yeah, I'd like to be a werewolf.
Werewolf?
Yeah, because I want to bite the hell out of David Cameron.
Carousel Radio. It's your voice.
This show's all about animals.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
Fire!
the hell is that?
What's that sound? What's that sound?
I'm Dave, and I'm here with the Carousel Radio team, and we're about to play the Animal Sound Effects Quiz. I'll play the sound of an animal doing something or in an emotional state of mind, and the team have to tell me what they think that animal is and what they think that animal is doing or how it's feeling. I've got some pictures to show the team to give them a bit of a clue. So let's get started. Here's the first noise.
It sounds like a cow.
Could be a cow, couldn't it? A moo. Because really, that should be on a farm. It should be like in a live kind of cow environment. I think it could be a cow myself, so.
I think it's a cow as well, but giving birth.
I agree.
I'll play it again.
Or maybe perhaps it wasn't a cow, so it was another animal possibly. I could be another animal, could be a sheep or something. Like
pig grunting everywhere, like they always do.
A pig on a farm, possibly.
How's that animal feeling, making that noise? What's its emotional state?
Stressed.
Kind of happy in a way?
I guess so.
I'll show you a picture of the animal.
It's an alpaca.
It is, in fact, an alpaca. Any guesses as to what it's actually doing, or why it's making that noise, what the noise is for?
Is it angry?
It's almost the opposite of angry.
It's happy.
It is an alpaca mating call. Try and find a mate. Here is sound number two.
Sounds like a duck on Wewind.
It possibly could be, sure.
Is it a penguin?
I personally say it's a duck, but I'm not sure.
I think it's a duck on Wewind.
I think it's a penguin by the look of it.
Shall I play the sound again and show you a picture?
Oh, it's squirrel.
Oh, a squirrel, yeah.
What's it doing?
It's like it's climbing a tree and it's just looking at, ooh, what's that? I need to find food.
It is an angry chipmunk. Here we go with sound number three.
Sounds like a train.
Well, for me, it sounds like the wind's blowing through your face or through your hair. And
it sounds like a jet.
It sounds big.
Yeah, it could be big, yeah.
Could it be hop, two, three, four, and a hop, two, three, four, elephants marching?
Shall I show you a picture to give you a clue?
Go. Oh, you're right.
Yay.
In fact, it is elephants, yeah.
I'm going to give you that. It's a stampeding herd of elements.
Reminds me of a Jungle Book where they go hop, two, three, four, and hop, two, three, four.
Yeah. Okay, that's I think that's one that you've got 100% correct. Yay! Okay, ready for the next sound?
Yeah.
I'm going to make this one quite difficult.
Is it a kookaburra?
Dave looks absolutely ecstatic. He's like, unless have you got the right answer?
I think it's kookaburra laughing.
It's a monkey having a meeting.
What's it having a meeting about?
I don't know. You probably.
I can't really remember having a meeting with a monkey, so yeah. I'm not sure. I'm going to show you a picture.
Definitely a kookaburra laughing.
A kookaburra.
At this point, Fran, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm so impressed you got the correct animal and what it was doing. Did you see my list of answers and I was writing them down?
Yes. Oh! Dave, I did tell you that before.
Well, I'm shocked, but actually I would have done the same thing if I'd have seen the answers. Should we do another sound?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that one.
Sound like an animal happy.
Happy? Okay. I'll say that you're on the right tracks of happy. What could the animal be?
A duck.
Possibly a duck, but another animal, I guess.
I don't know.
Shall I play that sound again?
Yeah. It does sound like a duck.
Yeah, possibly a type of bird, yeah, possibly.
I'm going to give you 1.5 out of 2. You said happy, it's purring. That's a pretty happy sound. It is, in fact, a turkey. So it is it's a bird. It's not far off a duck. So I think you did very well. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that this is another turkey sound, but I'm not going to tell you where it is. So when it makes this sound, it's in a particular place. I want you to try and guess where it is when it makes this sound.
Sounds like on a farm.
It sounds like it's on a farm.
Yeah, surrounded by other birds, yeah.
It's not on the ground. It's sat, but it's not on the ground. Where could it be sitting?
Is it in a nest?
Do you reckon it's flying with other birds?
Shall I tell you? It's a turkey tree call. It's in a tree.
Ah.
Who knew that turkeys got in trees?
No.
Why, what could it be doing up there?
Give them birth.
Good one, mate.
So this is the last sound of the quiz. Maybe I'll make this one. You've had some difficult ones. Maybe I'll make this one slightly easier.
Yeah! Sounds like a lion.
That's definitely one of the big cats.
It's definitely a lion.
I would say it's either a lion or a tiger.
Angry lion.
Angry lion? Any other ideas?
Perhaps a tiger, maybe a lion.
You might be surprised. It's a snarling dog.
Really?
Hey?
Oh my god, that looks a bit like in Lady and the Tramp.
Well, stunned us a bit. Yeah.
Foxes
sound like that, you know.
Foxes? Yeah, they sound like dogs, you know.
Foxes.
They do a bit.
Yeah. Because they scream. If they're outside in your garden very late at night when they're rummaging through bins and things, they scream their heads off.
Is it like this? Ah!
Yeah.
It's like a person screaming.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, well, I wasn't keeping count, but I think you did get a few right, and it's quite a difficult quiz. So, yeah.
So we sent Sam Duke to talk to Lee Hubbard from Bit Express, who's a rock band who worked with Carousel, about their animal theme song, Oops!
I wanted to ask you a question about a song that you've written in Bit Express called Oops. Could you tell us a bit about that song, what it's about?
It is about imagining that Bit Express are playing at a zoo and the animals were in the cages until Beat Express played and the animals got riled and they burst out of the cages and charged everything in sight and then they made a mess until Beat Express came to rescue and got it all cleaned up and then Beat Express started to play music till the animals would calm down and were put back in the cages.
I love that.
Everything was quiet again.
I love that idea, Lee. What inspired you to write a song about animals in a zoo in that way? What gave you that idea?
As you know, on one gig in London, you know, we went past London Zoo and that got the influence.
Ah, that gave you the idea, the spark.
Yeah, way back in 2012.
Fantastic. I wondered for the listeners if you might recite some of the lyrics, a few lines of the lyrics from Oops. Would you do that?
Here we go. Let me tell a story that will put your Friday night to shame. The craziest party ever that will drive you insane. We're rocking a Regent's Park right next to London Zoo. When catastrophe strikes right out of the blue. The animals snug in their cages until the music started to play. The sounds got wild with the animals robbed because they wanted to hear some reggae. Let me tell a story that will put your Friday night to shame. The craziest party ever that will drive you insane. We're rocking at Regent's Park right next to London Zoo. When catastrophe strikes right out of the blue. The animals are stuck in their cages until the music started to play.
Oops, it's going mad. The party's like a zoo.
quickly double the mess. They calmed the animals down and put them back in their cages. The Beat Express started to play music till the animals fully calm. Then everything's hard to get itself story again.
Boots is going crazy. Boots is going mad. The party's like a zoo.
And that was Beat Express with a song called Oops.
I thought Oops was really good because I love that song.
Carousel Radio.
My name is Johnny Schachter. I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I've been to college and university, and I like studying foreign languages. This year I hope to do Italian Level 3 and hopefully Polish at Basford College. And I live near the Seven Dials, and I'm very happy to come back to England as I lived in Canada for about 20 years.
Johnny Schachter is going to be doing stories every month on the Carousel Radio.
This story is called Group Behaviour, and it's by Johnny Schachter. The cats and dogs were laughing and giggling, so I asked them, "Why are you all laughing and giggling? Why are you beside yourselves?" "Because we have been hugging and cuddling each other. Now we feel sexually embarrassed." Then I saw my son Boris the cat. I got very cross and I said, "Boris, I am very angry with you. What did I tell you? You could get a girl pregnant. Go to your room now." Then Allison the dog intervened and said, "You're just jealous because you want to make out yourself." I got angry, but before I could say anything, I became the victim of group behavior. The dogs and cats shouted at me in a hostile manner, "Virgin, pervert." Allison the dog shouted, "So what are your sexual fantasies?" I was so upset that I went outdoors and walked the streets in my downtrodden clothes and then sat on a park bench letting the evening pass. I've been writing poetry for at least 30 or 40 years, and I first find that something I really like doing. It's a hobby of mine, and I love to take more creative writing courses. Well, I've been writing poetry so long I can't remember it all, but some of it's about my dad, my family, rejection and unrequited love. It means you love somebody, but they do not love you back. And also, I like writing nonsense poetry. A lot of it is nonsensical. My brother inspires me because he's also been a writer. He's even written a book about the Schachter family.
Johnny, if you were an animal, what would you be and why?
I would like to be a cat because they're soft and cuddly.
I would like to be a cat as well because I've got one at home and they're really cuddly. And also, they're really independent.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. We went to the RSPCA in Brighton and we spoke to Anne and Cheryl. Anne used to be my deputy head at junior school.
They told us about stories about animals who need a home, animals that they look after and animals who have needed the RSPCA's help. Over 3,000 animals are cared for at the shelter each year, including dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters, guinea pigs, reptiles, foxes, badgers, hedgehogs, chickens, ferrets and various birds.
Get ready for some emotional and heartwarming stories.
Hello, my name's Anne and I'm a volunteer at the RSPCA in Brighton. I started off here about 5 years ago after I retired, just came and walked the dogs and I gradually got more and more involved and now I'm here pretty much full time. I help with all sorts of things, but my main role is training the dogs that have a few issues so we can find them a nice home. The RSPCA stands for the Royal Society for the Start again. The RSPCA stands for the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It covers all of England and Wales. Scotland has their own SSPCA. And the role of the RSPCA is to rescue endangered animals, either domestic pets, farm animals, or wildlife that are either in danger, injured, or being cruelly treated or neglected. We rescue those animals. If necessary, prosecute the owners. The RSPCA is the only organisation apart from the police in the country that can bring prosecutions. The Brighton Shelter is a branch of the RSPCA which is a rehoming centre. So we don't have inspectors working from this branch, but we receive animals in for all sorts of reasons, and our job is to rehabilitate them, get them back to full health, mental and physical good health, and then find homes for them. We're going to go on a little tour of the shelter now. Parts of it might be a bit noisy because, of course, the dogs are going to be very excited to see us. We're just going to go up through the kennels, which will probably be pretty deafening, and this is where all our homeless dogs are hopefully awaiting a new home. We occasionally have some very sad stories to tell, but also there's some very, very remarkable recovery stories. Animals are immensely resilient in many ways, and one animal that springs to mind is a lovely lurcher called Fane, which is a rather strange name, but she came from Ireland where she had been hit by a car and left to die by the side of the road. Luckily for her, a very kind person came along, picked her up, rushed her to the vets. The vet was absolutely wonderful because he managed to save one front leg and had to put metal plates in because it was badly broken. The other front leg sadly had to be amputated. She was then brought over to this country and she came to the RSPCA. She's an absolutely beautiful dog and she's been adopted by a member of staff who already has four collies that like nothing better than to chase a ball. And now when you see Fane, you can't tell when she's in full flight that one of her front legs is missing. She is so fast, she beats the collies to the tennis ball every time. Now from the noise and the mayhem in the kennels, we've now come into the lovely peaceful serenity of the cat unit, where occasionally we have a noisy one that meows, but most of the time it's really calm and quiet in here. We're now looking at Becco, and Becco is a lovely little black cat, but he's only got three legs. And his story, he was, we think, hit by a car and managed to get over a fence into somebody's back garden and then couldn't get out. The owner found him in a very distressed state and brought him to us here at the RSPCA. We checked his microchip to see if we could trace his owner, but sadly there was no owner registered. So our vet came to look at him and said that sadly his kneecap on his back leg, one of his back legs, was shattered and would not be repairable. It's now been removed, and people keep seeing pictures of him on the internet or coming in to meet him and say, oh, we live in a flat, would Becco be suitable for living indoors? But we have to say no, he's going to need to go outside, because the way he moves, if you could see him, you'd think he must have four legs because he's very, very active and very agile. But someone has said they'd like to come and see him tomorrow with a view to homing him. So again, fingers crossed for him that he's in a new home before too long. Now, I did say it was really peaceful and quiet in the cattery, but as you can hear, there's one inmate who is anything but quiet. If you know anything about Siamese cats, you'll know that they're real talkers. And we very rarely get pedigree cats handed in to us, but we've got this beautiful Siamese called Tapey, who likes to chat. Even though she's at the moment eating her dinner, she keeps saying hello to us in between times. Happily, she's been reserved
She's got a few medical issues that our vet is treating, and as soon as she's well enough, she's off to her new forever home.
A year last spring, we had lots and lots of pregnant cats in the cattery. We had lots of newborn litters, which always happens in the spring and summertime. But unfortunately, at the same time, we had two different viruses suddenly appeared in the cattery. One was a flu virus and the other was a vomiting virus. Now, adult cats, although it makes them ill, they probably survive with the proper care and medication, but young kittens will almost certainly not survive. So we had to get all our kittens and pregnant cats before the end of the day out into foster homes. I offered to take a pair of black cats that were mother and daughter. Unusually, they'd had a litter of six kittens on the same night, so we didn't know which kittens belonged to which mum, and they were sharing the suckling. So I took both the mums and the six kittens home, just for a couple of weeks, until the viruses had been got rid of. That was over a year ago, and I have to say I still have the two mums. We homed all six kittens without any problem at all, but when it came to homing the two mums, I couldn't bear to do it. I had grown so fond of them, so now they're living with us forever.
My name's Cheryl Wood. I work at the RSPCA Rehoming Centre in the office. My duties include a variety of things. I've been here for 26 years. A couple of days ago, a taxi driver turned up to the sanctuary with a staffy, and how he'd acquired this dog was, he's an animal lover. In fact, he'd adopted dogs from us in the past, and he picked a lady up with her staffy dog. And they got talking, and he said how much he loved them, and she was saying that she had four children and she couldn't cope with the dog, and would he like the dog? And he said, no, I'm really sorry, but I've got dogs of my own, I can't take on any more. But she obviously realised that he was a very kind man, and so when he stopped the taxi, she jumped out, didn't pay him, and left him with the dog. And so he drove here. One of our inspectors has taken the dog into a foster home where he's going to stay for 7 days. During that 7 days, we would like to find the owner again, but I doubt that we will, in which case he'll then come here to our sanctuary for rehoming. 8 years ago, it was a couple of days after Christmas Day, we opened our sanctuary and there were two very small puppies in a cardboard box. They were in a Fisher-Price toy box, so we're assuming that maybe they'd been bought as Christmas presents for children. At the time, we'd taken on a litter of puppies that were extremely sick, and so our vet had suggested that we took no more puppies in, just in case that the puppies were contagious. So I decided to take a puppy home with me to keep me busy, because I'd just lost one of my dogs, so I was a bit sad. I had no intention of keeping him because puppies are easy to rehome and the staff tend to take dogs that are less easy. But the manager said, you've taken on so many dogs in the past that have had problems, why don't you take on a brand new puppy? So I persuaded my husband and we called him George, gorgeous George, and he's been with us for 8 years and he's delightful.
Thank you to Anne and Cheryl. The Brighton RSPCA, if you want to look up some animals who are being rehoused, get onto their website. Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. Hello, my name is TJ Cranberry and you're listening to Carousel Radio. The song that I'm about to play is called Rushing Home from College with Cranberry and Missy. Cranberry and Missy are my two cats. It's all about when I was younger, when I got off the coach and I was walking up the road. I couldn't wait to see them both. So I miss Cranberry because she passed away earlier this year. I made a track with Viking DJ. That is, of course, run by Carousel every year. Cranberry and Missy, they are with you. Cranberry and Missy,
Hello, I'm Stuart, and I'm live in the studio, and now we're going to cross over live to Fran, who's in the zoo now, and see what she's up to.
I've just got here by coach, Brighton and Hove coach, and the coach driver's name was Richard, and I'm at Mara Zoo. Today, the weather is really hot there, and I'm just walking over to the penguins to ask a zookeeper a question. The question was today, what are the armbands on the penguins? Well, the armbands are to tell them what their names are, and not for them to swim. I also saw some meerkats today. They had two babies. That's all from now. Bye.
Thanks, Fran. Carousel Radio.
This show's all about animals.
Next up is Birdman. Weathering Birdman is an event that happens once a year where contestants try to fly from Weathering Pier. Each of the contestants is fundraising for a charity of their choice. We sent Dave Davis and Sarah Watson to meet up with Julia and her husband Mark, who were flying on behalf of Carousel. They were dressed as film characters as Julia works for the Oscar Bright Film Festival.
Hi, I'm Julia, and I am here at Birdman today, Worthing Birdman, and I am flying for Carousel.
So, Julia, how are you feeling about your flight?
Oh, a little bit nervous, a bit excited as well, and really looking forward to going on the jet ski afterwards. Well, that was just Batman there jumping. I think they were the first ones. There is lots of beautiful dressed up people. There is someone from Frozen. I don't know the characters, but there's this little snowman. There is, I think, Back to the Future, the crazy professor guy. There's Worthing Town Crier here. That's quite exciting.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Smitherman. I'm Worthing Town Crier here on Worthing Pier this afternoon. Lovely Sunday afternoon for Worthing International Birdman 2015. It's an absolutely gorgeous sunny day. Looking out to sea, we could be on the Mediterranean as well as being on the end of Worthing Pier. It's absolutely beautiful here.
And we have Sarah, our photographer as well, our own photographer. We managed to get them backstage, which is great. And of course there's Mark, my husband, who will fly with me today as Vincent from Pulp Fiction.
Your 3-minute window is now open. So guys, wish you all the best. Hopefully you raise lots of money. The stage is yours. Raising money for the RSPCA at Worthing International Birdman 2015. Philippe and Stephen.
So could you tell me what your name is, who you're jumping for?
Stephen Oakley, and I'm jumping for Worthing Men Cap.
Who have you come dressed as?
Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
My name's Damon Hodgson. We're dressed as characters from Frozen. Obviously I'm jumping as Olaf. We've got Anna and Elsa here helping me. And we're raising money for Rocking Horse, which is the official fundraising arm for the Children's Hospital in Brighton.
We're James Thomas and Jamie Wilkinson. We're jumping for St Wilfrid's Hospice in Eastbourne, and we are jumping as Daft Punk.
Hi, I'm Emlyn, aka Shaggy, from Southampton.
I'm Scooby-Doo, and I'm jumping with Shaggy for Action for Children.
My name's Joel Hicks. I've been doing the Birdman, for nearly a decade now, and I've flown off in all sorts of different craft over the years, the 18 van, a military helicopter, the Only Fools and Horses three-wheel van, and I've really gone nowhere each time, straight down, 40 foot. So this year, I'm going off in a biplane that is powered by pigs, in the hope that pigs might fly. And I've got around 10 pigs attached to my plane. They've been fed well all week, and it's hoped that they're going to give the inspiration to at least, well, to be honest, pass the 100-metre mark, make a sharp bank left, and then out to Calais.
Making the way up the Birdman platform as we speak.
Do you have any messages for the people on the beach today that are watching?
Don't laugh when we hurt ourselves.
Julia, describe to me now how you're starting to feel about your job.
Well, now I'm feeling quite nervous because nearly everyone's gone and I'm realising that I'm going to have to do it. I nearly weed myself. I'm terrified. But I don't know yet how bad it will be, but I hope it's going to be all right.
Coming up next, we will be talking to the contestants, and we asked them what animal would they like to be and why.
If it could be any animal in the world, I think today I'd be a bird, because then I wouldn't have to hit the water when I jumped off the pier.
I would be a flying squirrel, because then this would be a hell of a lot easier.
Probably a lion, but then I can chase everybody.
I think an eagle would be nice. Big bird if it fly.
I'm going to be a peregrine falcon because they're the fastest animals on the planet.
I'd be a cheetah because I'm sure it's faster than a peregrine falcon.
Peregrine falcons fly.
I'd be a dolphin because I love the sea and they're very intelligent and they generally help others, especially humans, if they're in trouble.
I'd be a mermaid.
Why?
For the same reason, because I like to travel and seize my traveller preference.
I have to say, I'm probably looking around today, I'd have to probably be a pig because Joel Hicks is having so much fun. With his pig will fly craft, and the attention he's grabbing, I think I'm probably, just on the basis of what Joel's doing today, I'd have to probably be a pig, I think.
Eventually, Julia jumps into the water with a great big splash.
Julia, tell me how that went.
Oh my God, I'm still shaking a little bit because that was so much higher than I thought. I mean, it felt like it would never end. I just kept on going and going and going and I was like, where is that water? Oh my God, it was so scary. I mean, the dance was fun and all that, but you could sort of see around you how high we actually are. Once we walked up this ramp, you could sort of sense how high it was.
I felt kind of isolated from the water, so I didn't have any fear of the water at the time. And I was more concentrated on what I was doing. And then when you get to run, you've never actually seen how high it is, and it's just a few steps before you get to the end. Do you start to see how high it is? And the jump lasted longer than I thought. It was great. It's really good.
We both of you would do it again.
Yeah,
I'd do it again.
Here we go. Stop messing around here. Make some noise, Worthy. Hey!
Thanks to everybody at Worthing Birdman. You are now going to listen to Two Black Dragons by Daniel Wakeford.
I will tell you about the two black dragons, tell them what their names. The two black dragons are here for town, everyone will be scared. They fight with that two black dragons and everyone has to run. So everybody's getting away. Two black dragons has to go home. When a hey ho, naughty dotty do, when a hey ho, naughty dotty do. Deep into the tunnel for two black dragons, but for two black dragons is laying down, they only have a rest. But two black dragons can hear the noise, someone's too much noise. So the two black dragons want to get on, fly up and away. When a hey ho, naughty dotty do, when a hey ho, naughty dotty do. When a hey ho, naughty dotty do, when a hey ho, naughty dotty do.
That was Daniel Wakeford singing the Two Black Dragons.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. The Oscar Bright Film Festival showcases films made by people with a learning disability. The films come from all around the world. It runs from November the 9th to November the 11th this year at Gornet Exchange in Brighton.
And we spoke to Jason and Kirsty from the Oscar Bright Committee.
Oscar Bright Film Festival is a festival run and led by people with a learning disability. We only specifically show films made by people with a learning disability.
And it's worldwide and it's done every 2 years.
And occasionally we tour it worldwide.
What is the committee's job?
The committee's overall job is to make sure the festival runs smoothly on time. There's loads of other different jobs within the festival, such as video projection, making sure people get in the doors, presenting films, presenting awards. There's a very wide variety.
What good things do you hope will come from the festival this year?
Well, we've got a wide array of screenings, including animation and a couple of others. I think one of them was comedy. We have our brand new this year is we've got some future films, and we haven't actually run future films in the festival before, so we're looking forward to seeing how that's going to play out. We've got a load of guests coming, which we're really looking forward to, and the awards ceremony is going to be spectacular.
The networking room's got virtual reality and space invaders and lots of exciting things.
How does the experience of running a festival make you feel?
It's my first time and I'm looking forward to it.
In truth, this should be my third festival, and it's
can be very nerve-wracking because there's a lot of pressure on you to make sure you get your job right. When you're doing your specific job, knowing you're doing it right can be really exciting. Like when you're introducing films, you're basically up on stage introducing the film and it's a really interesting experience. And then once you're done doing that, you're like, phew, it's over. But before you actually go on, it's really nerve-wracking because you just have to make sure you don't stumble or mess up. So it's kind of a mixed feeling.
Why is it important to celebrate films made by people with a learning disability?
It shows that what they can do and not be put down.
Plus, Oscar Bright is the only type of festival of its kind, and we are the only place in Brighton or the UK area that actually shows these type of films, and these films deserve to be shown.
Can you tell me about any interesting films this year?
There's a film called Cocoa Butter. It's by a fan called The Fish Police. The Fish Police have actually quite known in Brighton. They've played before at the Blue Camel Club. It's basically their new video called Cocoa Butter. It has a lot of interesting effects, and some of it seems to be a stop-motion animation where it jumps and the people sort of change positions, colours, and it's really, really fascinating to watch.
If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Honestly, I'd be a kestrel. I have always envied birds because I've always wanted to have wings and fly away, and the kestrels, I like them because they hover and they are very pretty animals.
I would be a cat because they can be cuddly and they bring presents for their owners.
Thank you for speaking to Carousel Radio.
Thank you for having us.
My name's Lee Vitchuk. I'm from Adelaide, South Australia. Well, Oscar Bright is something that is a beautiful creation that is so full of potential to create an equality where there is an inequality in terms of filmmaking and just people with learning disabilities or with other sorts of disabilities who may not be able to enter the mainstream of society. As I said, I'm from Adelaide, and we had some workshops with Oscar Bright about 3 years ago, and out of that sprang the desire to create another film festival for us based on their model. We're called the Sit Down, Shut Up and Watch Film Festival, and yes, it'll be based on the Oscar Bright model. I just think it's a fabulous vehicle for people that may not otherwise have a chance to express themselves creatively through film to do so. I'm going to go to the next one.
What will you do if you win?
The Oscar Bright Film Festival showcases films made by people with a learning disability. It runs from November the 9th to November the 11th this year at Corn Exchange in Brighton.
Carousel Radio.
So this track you're about to hear is Life Without the Cow by Kids of Whitney High, and they're a school band from America, from Los Angeles. Life Without the Cow by Kids of Whitney High.
That's the end of this month's show. Next month we'll be doing a show about travel.
So thank you to everyone at Birdman, the Blue Camel Club, Anne and Cheryl at RSPCA Brighton, and Johnny Shatter, and he'll be doing a story next month in our travel show.
In the next month's show we will be looking at the Travel Buddies scheme, and we will be talking to them. We will have Ewing's American Stories. I will be reporting from the Transport Museum.
And there will be more stories, poems and music.
And I hope you all join us in the next month's show.
So you can listen to this show on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just search for Carousel Radio. It's also on Carousel's website.
www.carousel.org.uk.
And now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Carousel Radio. We are live across Sussex and round the planet Earth on the World Wide Web.
Goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.